This is WKAR Online. The 2012 Common Ground Music Festival starts next week on the banks of the Grand River in downtown Lansing. WKAR's Melissa Benmark caught up with the festival's co-executive director, Scott Keith, and she asked him about how the event is different this year.
Certainly, we change things up every year a little bit. This year, one of the things we are allowing people to purchase is what we're calling a fast pass. So for just a couple dollars a day, they can get in a little bit earlier than everybody else, and they get a little bit of a, I would call it, premium parking place. That's one of the new things. And then one thing that hasn't been talked about much that's new this year is we are doing some what we're calling celebrity chef cooking demos, tastings. They're going to be just doing, you know, each day there's a different chef going to be highlighting some foods and showing people how to do it and then handing out some small samples. We've got the big name chef. We have a lot of, I would say, local and regional chefs involved. So we've got, you know, quite a range. But we're bringing in Matt Moore, who's a regular appearance on the Today Show, has his own cooking show in the South, and he's going to be doing some barbecuing. So he's kind of his specialty thing.
This is construction season, and I know it kind of changes fairly regularly. What can folks do? Is there some kind of resource that they can figure out where to park and how to best avoid detours and that kind of thing?
Yeah, they're probably the easiest to get that information. The City of Lansing website has some of the information on construction downtown. There is obviously some significant construction right next to Common Ground. The Saginaw Bridge is being replaced. Really, only that will affect people coming from the east side, I would say. If they're coming from the east heading west, it might be easier just to stay on the east side, park next to the old City Market, and there's actually an entrance gate in right there. So they can avoid all the construction by just turning onto Cedar Street, heading south and parking there and then entering the grounds in by the new City Market.
What would you say were maybe the kind of the top three headline draws that folks are looking forward to this time?
Certainly the big draw and the big name everybody's talking about is Eric Church. He's currently has the number one single in the country chart, Springsteen. And he's sold out most of his shows that he's done in the last 3 to 4 months. So he's doing very well. And I think we anticipate a sellout Thursday night for Eric Church. There's a heavy influx of 90s rock and 2000s rock this year. So there's acts like Bush and 3 Days Grace certainly are big draws. And if you're into classic rock, you know, Joe Walsh. If you're into current rock, Sublime, some hip-hop and Danny Brown. So there's quite a few different acts, but it certainly is skewed a little bit younger this year.
There is also someone that we usually associate with acting. Kevin Costner is performing.
Yes, Kevin Costner is performing. He actually has been touring for a couple years, and we saw this as an opportunity to bring a little bit something different in. I mean, it would probably be something you would see on WKAR or see on the Wharton Center bill or something like that. It's a little more of a Bonnie Raitt-ish type show.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a country-ish blues type show. He's got a really good band, and they just a couple months ago played at the Windsor Caesars in Windsor, Ontario. So it was a really good show, and we thought it'd be a great way to bring something a little different. And you know, he's going to be in town for at least a day or two, so wouldn't be surprised if you know he's out and around. He's that type of guy. He's very much open to meeting people and talking about his films and talking about his love of music and how the two work together.
All right. So the dates again are?
July 9th through the 15th. So just starting Monday and heading to the following Sunday.
And I bet you're hoping for a break in the weather.
Yes, I'm watching the weather very closely. It looks like it's going to be about 82 all next week with 0% chance of rain, which I really like that forecast.